cook breakfast.
And then I
ate.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
And if you were real thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Okay. And you say that glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And so you say somebody has what that glass? Somebody has
broke it.
Okay. And you say, but I didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to break it, is it?
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might say, a lot of water.
Drank a lot of water.
And you might ask me, how much of you?
How much have you drank?
Okay. And you say, we certainly do. What, a lot of water?
Drink a lot of water.
Okay. And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, what would you say to them?
Well, you'd ask the question first.
Well, if they're standing up, though, you'd tell them to...
To be seated.
Okay. Would you say the same thing, be seated if you had company as if you had just your family?
I guess so, honey.
Okay. Be seated doesn't sound formal to you, good.
No.
And say someone comes into the dining room, you might ask them, won't you? What down, won't you?
Please sit down.
And so you say, so then he, what down?
Sat down.
Okay, you say nobody else was standing because they had all, what down?
They'd all sat down.
Okay. And say there's some potatoes on the table and you want someone not to wait until they're passed over to them. You tell them, just go ahead and...
Help yourself.
Okay, so you say, so then he went ahead and...
Then he went ahead and helped himself.
Okay. And you say, then I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already... What, himself?
Helped himself.
Okay. Did you ever say hope? Hope himself?
No.
Have you heard that?
Yes. Yeah.
How do people use that word?
Well, he's already hoping to.
Uh-huh.
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Who says that?
Well, you find a lot of old people that do it.
Mm-hmm. Is it mainly older people or people who haven't had much education?
Yes, you find it that way. People who hasn't been to school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of them. But you know, you can learn a lot of things just by experience. Experience is your best teacher.
How do you mean?
Well, you see it every day and you learn what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot from my children.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went to school a long time. And I used to read to them. I've always been a pretty good reader and speller.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do that with them until they got old enough to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had them have one right now.
Oh, you've got grandchildren, though, don't you?
Yeah, but it doesn't do me any good. They don't stay with me. Which the girls wouldn't either, not now.
I guess they come visit you during the summer.
Oh yeah, they visit us. Lots.
Say if someone offered you some food that you didn't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.